I'd like to experiment this morning with a little different here approach to our confession of sin. I thought I would share with you some reflections through the week. I'm not going to read a Bible verse even. But I'd like to talk about confession of sin in a way that we don't normally talk about confession of sin. In Reformed churches, there's a strong emphasis, and properly so, on verbal propositional truth. And we tend to eschew understanding our theology from our feelings. But this morning I'd like to talk about confession of sin specifically in regard to our feelings. And the mental images that came to mind back in the days when I remember watching television, so that's dating myself. Some of you who are at least over 40 will remember a bar of soap called Zest, or a product called Alka-Seltzer. I'm going to use those as two illustrations because normally we talk about what does it mean to have our sins forgiven. So this morning I'd like to address, just very briefly before we bow, I'd like us to consider what does it feel like to have our sins forgiven. For those of you who remember those commercials, during that time period, it was a revolutionary time period in terms of personal morals, free speech movement, free sex movement, break all the taboos, rather than don't smoke, don't chew, don't go with girls to do, it was kind of like the Vogue thing to do all those things. And then this commercial came out for this bar of soap. It's called Zest. And that commercial, of course it made millions of dollars for that particular kind of soap, but the commercial said, for once in your life, feel really clean. And that soap just sold like crazy. Why? Why? There was a nation who knew that they were guilty. A nation that felt guilty. A nation who really in their heart would like to be clean. So what was going through their mind? How could they buy this product to get that feeling? It was also an age where overindulgence was not seen as a vice, but as a virtue. So rather than eat until you had enough, we would rather eat until we were full. But that wasn't enough. We would eat until we were sick and tired of eating and just couldn't eat anymore. And then afterwards, all of that would be, you don't feel very good after those meals. So along comes another commercial. Alka-Seltzer. Pop, pop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. So this morning, with those two illustrations, what does it feel like to have our sins forgiven? I'm not talking about propositional truth, as foundational as that is. I'm talking about our relationship. What does it feel like to have a relationship restored with someone in our family or in our close circle of friends? What should it feel like to remind ourselves as we come to the Lord again and confess our sins? What should our feelings be like? Somewhat like, wow, that felt good. That just felt good. Someone could bring up a sin, and our feeling is not flippant, but yeah, so what? It's been taken care of. It's covered. I don't feel guilt. I'm not living in the past. I'm not forever carrying this burden of the sin that I've carried in the past. I feel good because of what Jesus has done. He has forgiven my sins, and that affects my feelings. What a relief it is. Yes, it feels good to be cleansed from our sin. And so when we bow and ask the Lord's forgiveness, I want you to feel, remember, that your sins really are forgiven when we ask. And remember, it is a good thing to feel good to have our sins forgiven. Would you bow silently? Just ask the Lord, our King and our Savior, to forgive the hurt that we've brought to Him and the hurt that sin is. And when we pull that splinter of sin out of our flesh by confessing it, how good it feels when that thorn is removed. Would you pray silently, please? Thank you, Heavenly Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for the good gifts you give, most of all the good gift of the death on the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has borne the guilt, borne the shame of our personal sin. Lord, it feels good to know that you are loving God. To know that you recognize our sin. It is no small matter. That it affects our relationship with you. We are part of your family. It might not affect our status, but it certainly affects our relationship and our ability to serve you. So it is good to know that you want us to come and confess our sin before you. And Lord, we confess. It's good to feel the effects of that truth. To know that we can focus looking forward and not walking with a burden of guilt on our back. It's done. Can't change it. It's over. It will have its effect. But we come before you, thanking you that you have promised to love us. And one of the aspects of that promise is forgiveness of sin. Lord, it feels good to be clean in your presence as we confess our sin with a true heart, with real remorse, but not carrying any guilt. The guilt has been dealt with. And now we can go forward boldly as priests of the Most High God with our heads held high, not because of what we've done, but because you've forgiven us. And we are called to go forward and not live in the remorse of the guilt of our sin. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you that we can come before your table with those sins removed as far as the east is from the west. You are good. And that feels good. Amen.